Okay, thank you very much for the invitation. I wrote my talk in this slide, but after that I thought maybe it must be too amount of huge amount of information, so I decided to make my talk a little bit historic and writing in the Blackboard. So until now, we have seen a lot of period domains, almost all of them Hermitian symmetric domains, maybe. And we have seen a lot of examples of, let's say, period maps. Well, I use my notation PM for period map. So this T is a moduli of certain varieties with a fixed topological type. Okay. Plus some extra structures. And for example, elliptic curves appeared in the talk, in Chuck's lectures, K-trace spaces. And as I said, the examples of this one that we have seen also is this upper half plane. Main, let's say, Ziegle domain. And many types of Hermitian symmetric domains that we have seen of type something, that I'm not really expert on that. Okay. The question that I am going to, which Chuck already posed, when you are able to find the inverse of this map, whatever, then you get some interesting function. And let's see. I mean, how one can calculate inverse of this map? In the case of K-tree surfaces, elliptic curves, we have a very beautiful isomorphism. In fact, this is isomorphism, so theoretically there is an inverse. And one usually is able to construct such inverse using automorphic function. And in general, the theory of automorphic function. Let's see, I forgot here. Here are some groups, let's say. The name which were used in this during the conference, that arithmetic group, or the people in geometry may use monodromy group. And as I said, many examples that we saw in during this conference, this was isomorphism. If you take, for example, tensor powers of the canonical line bundle here, then if you take sections, their section will correspond to automorphic functions. And they seem to be useful even when you are dealing with just the algebraic geometric aspects of your variety. And maybe the most important things that this period domain is it is possible to describe this period domain just in terms of the Hodge structure of the variety that you are considering. So you can forget the geometry, algebraic geometry, to introduce what is a Hodge structure, and then you can define this piece. In fact, in 1970, Griffiths exactly wrote down this generalization. So what he did to he introduced a very general D. He called it classifying space of Hodge structure. structures, which in some sense all the topological data are fixed and it measures just the analytical data. And in particular, it was associated, let's say I write it as a fixed topological data. I will slowly go into explicit examples. I'm just trying to say first the background of what I did. And so I will not explain, in particular, for example, these Hodge numbers are, some Hodge numbers are fixed. I will denote it M minus 1, 1, 0, M. And in particular, these numbers are also fixed. But the bad point of the history, which already Griffiths observed, that this domain that he introduced is Hermitian symmetric just in a very few examples of Hodge structures. So the symmetric Hermitian just for, and exactly these cases are the cases that already appeared during the conference. So these Hodge numbers, so I will write just in a symmetric format. So all the Hodge numbers are just zero. And there is just in the middle two non-trivial ones. For example, this one, using this one. One has this bigger upper half plane, and our catered surfaces exactly lies in this 1A, again 0, 0, it can be 0, 0, and again here A, let's try put, okay, A is some natural number. So in particular, this A for K-theory surfaces has this picture of K-theory surfaces and more, because this A is arbitrary. And in the case of Hodge, K-theory surfaces, A must be 20. Okay. So, and in these special cases, one can take, for example, here, the moduli of polarized abelian variety. So, as I said, and in the case of K-theory surfaces, one can take a really a good class of varieties such that it's become isomorphism. So, automorphic function here, in some sense, going to be useful there. And we have local injectivity, global injectivity, and by the Borel-Bailey theorem, we know that there are a lot of automorphic functions here, and so on. But the point was that we cannot go further if we go beyond this Hodge numbers. Okay. In order to remedy this problem, Griffiths introduced automorphic functions, automorphic cohomology, which is another history. And what I'm going to do in this talk, in fact, I have to so the objective of the talk, in fact, is twofold. First of all, I want to introduce, in some sense, this generalized. Right? There you go. Domain plus period map. And second, I want to go beyond Hermitian symmetric domains. So what I'm going to do, maybe in some sense, for the first goal, what I'm going to tell, if you just put additional structures, not those that you have seen in this conference, but additional structures, I will say, elements in the Dirac cohomology, then you will get more function in the inverse, more arithmetically interesting functions in the inverse of this function. In the case of classical, let's say elliptic curves, I will explain that one gets Eisenstein series, and the Eisenstein series, which of way two, which is missing in the theory of modular forms. And this one, I will explain it just in the case of the example of Calabi-Yau varieties that I will write down. And, okay. Maybe if, after the talks of Noriko, if I say a motivation for this kind of things, maybe I can I will put just a question. Maybe for modularity theorem that Noriko was considering, we need more functions than classical modular forms or automorphic functions. This is just putting a question. And in fact, in this case, I will produce some new functions which are, in some sense, they are natural generalization of the classical modular forms. Okay. So, in order to do my... So, even these things, in the case of elliptic curves, it seems new. So I will try it to explain the first one also in the case of elliptic curves case. And then I will try to explain this one in the Calabi-Yau case. And the K-tree surface is in some sense missing in my picture, because at the time when I started this project, I was just considering moduli of hybrid structures with no additional structures. And as you may know, the moduli of K-tree surfaces of dimension, big dimension, the corresponding automorphic functions, I mean, there are a few works done. And in the case of Calabi-Yau varieties, at least there was a lot of computation done in mathematical physics, so the way the job for me was, in some sense, easier, let's say. It was also more interesting because we are doing something beyond the Hermitian symmetric domain. Okay, so I will just explain these two things in the case of elliptic curve case and let's say mirror kinetic Calabi-Yau triple. So the Calabi-Yau varieties that I am going to take, they are they appeared in Chuck's lectures. So this is the thermal variety x 4 5 minus, let's say, in order to do to follow the notation, let's put a 5 here, x0, x1, x5 equal to 0, so up to x4. So we have deformed the Fermat equation by this product of all order variables. Let's projectivize it. We have a hypersurface. It has a lot of automorphisms by multiplying the coordinates with the fifth roots of unity, such that all the constants that we multiply have their multiplication itself is 1. So we just divide it by all these automorphisms. And then we have some singularities, and then we desingularize. And okay, and maybe okay, I'll tell here what we obtain at the end. I will just work with this third cohomology. Then we have this Hodge decomposition. 1, 2. H 0, 3. And dimension of each piece is 1. The Hodge numbers are 1. And in particular, the module space, since this is of dimension 1, the module space is of dimension 1. What this means, if I want to deform my variety, the only possible way of deformation is just this C parameter and no more. And okay. Okay. So in order to that I introduce this generalized period map, I have to say I will not work just with the moduli of the let's say this variety itself, but I will add some additional structure to these things here. So what I will take, maybe I will keep this. Okay. Okay. Maybe something like this again. I will use this. The Rom cohomology, third Rom cohomology, which essentially is this one. But and it's Hodge filtration, let's say. And this is the Hodge filtration is essentially just putting together these pieces F3, F2, and then F1 and F0. And the main reason that, let's say, I will use this notation and the Hodge filtration, that if I consider W over just over a field of characteristics is 0. These guys still are well-defined. This is due to Atiyah, Hodge, and Grothendieck. And the construction that James Lewis explained, then it is possible even to define Hodge filtration in this framework. And you are not supposed, I mean, but this decomposition is not defined in the framework of algebraic geometry of at least varieties over characteristic 0. So the moduli that I will take here, the coarse moduli, as I said, I will add some additional structures which they have not appeared in during this conference. It will be the Calabi-Yau variety, this Mirror-Kindig. Let's say I will call this one the Mirror-Kindig, the name. Mirror-Kindig. So the module is in fact is a W itself, and it will be, so this additional structure will appear. And what is this additional structure? Let's say, call it omega. It has this property, omega is the basis of, let's say, this algebraic Rom cohomology of Grothendieck, and omega is compatible with Hodge filtration. So this just means that I will take omega from here, omega 2 from here, omega 3 from here, and omega 4, the freedom that I have. So since this additional structure is not, in some sense, is new, if you have any questions, please ask. And there are more other conditions that I will put, that the intersection form, which is dual to the usual intersection form in the homology of this omega I. So the matrix of intersection form, omega I, omega g, this intersection is, by definition, is one is it puts this 1, 2, pi a third omega I omega g, let's say, over the whole variety, will be this constant matrix, 0, 0, 0, 1, 1, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, minus 1, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0. And again, I have to remark that this guy is defined over, really it is, you can do it even in arbitrary, let's say arbitrary field, but and with character zero. But of course, I have written the definition in the complex context. Okay, so the additional structure that I have put for the variety that even you can introduce it in the general context is just adding some differential forms. And the period domain, and the period domain is just, let's say, domain would be just 4 times 4 matrix, such that, let's say, X transpose of X. X. Let's say I will call this matrix as C0. I define this C, the classical symplectic basis matrix. So and elsewhere, I could put over here. There is minus one. I have. This will be, so all the matrices, such that this one will become this one. And,
5-0.
Yeah, but yeah, they are the same, but you permute the basis. In fact, let's say, they are, I mean, you can just permute one basis to obtain this one. But this one is useful when you are dealing in the algebraic geometric constraint. This one is just in the homology level, I will use. Huh? Oh, excuse me. Oh, identity, okay. Excuse me. Here, I am right. And looking in the same matrix. Okay. This is a classical symplectic basis matrix. And I will not write this one, also some positivity condition. But in any case, this positivity condition will just say that this variety that you have here is of dimension 10. And this is just some open piece of this, let's say, this affine variety inside this P times P, the 4 times 4 matrix. Okay. And in fact, the period map, which I'm going to use, is really a period map. You just integrate. So what is the period map? Period map. Let's say, I will say what is this comma in this context. And what you will do is just take the element here, W, omega, and you take a basis of the homology of this guy, symplectic basis, let's say, intersection delta I, delta G. equal to this one. And what do you do? Exactly the integration of this form over this cycle. So it is associated to just omega I. So let's say I will put the delta E in the for rows and delta omega just for really you have here, let's say, periodic sensorial integrals. And it seems simple, but what I'm going to say that you get more function if you want to get to make an inverse of this map. And even you are not supposed to know if the period you have the Torelli global Torelli problem you have, or if it is surjective or not. Even if it is possible to make it inverse to look for the inverse of this map. And maybe just I have to mention that in the classical context, as I said, moduli. In the classical dimension, the moduli of this Calabi-Yau variety that I said is 1, period domain, Griffith's period domain. Domain is of dimension 4, let's say. And for generalized one, you had 1 dimension from this moduli and 6 dimension from this additional structure here. You have this 7 dimension here, and 10 dimension. You have the period domain is of 10 dimension. Generalized period. Generalized period. Generalized 1. So you see that even in any case, you don't have a surjectivity. And even just recently, the global Torelli problem in this case it is solved. But what we need at most is the local Torelli problem, that locally my map can be inverted. We will need just this one. Okay. I promised to talk about the elliptic curve case, but let's just skip the elliptic curve case. So, the point is that, as you see, we have here natural coordinates according to periods, and we want to write inverse of this one in terms of this one. So what I, what I will calculate, I will say that it's possible to calculate is this one. Okay, maybe I didn't introduce this one. Gamma is usually the monodromy group of your family. The additional structure doesn't affect the monodromy group. And in fact, the monodromy group here is calculated in physics later by Chuck and Morgan, and then Noriko with her co-authors. Maybe I write down the monodromy groups here also. And the monodromy group, in fact, the way that Noriko has presented it is better because it is directly written in SP4Z. So maybe. So the monodromy group will be generated by this guy. 1 1 0 0 0 5 5 1 0 1 minus 1 minus 5 0 1 1 1 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 So what I will explain that in inverse of this map, you have still functions which have some modularity properties with respect to this group. Okay. Okay, maybe I write what it is possible to calculate. So let's write here T. This period map going to gamma T. Here we have P. And in fact, we have to look for a one-dimensional piece of this guy. I show with H, because in the classical case of elliptic curve, this is going to be upper half plane. But in the Calabi-Yau case, H is just is a neighborhood of I infinity. And this is enough for us, because if you want to do Q expansion, you are just supposed to work at I infinity, and you don't need to define the whole H in a full form. So what is this alpha? And in fact, a strange behavior in the case of Calabi-Yau varieties in this case appears to this one. I will denote the variable alpha to zero. Let's say I write it in this format again. So 0, 1, 1. Mm-hmm. 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 1. And 1 minus tau 0 here. Let's say it is tau 1, tau 2. I will explain what it is. So this tau 0. I am taking in this something near I infinity. So tau 1, tau 3, and here minus tau 0, tau 3. So I take tau 0, but you see that I have introduced new three other variables. And this is exactly the things that happens in the Griffith's picture. If you define the period domain, you see that it depends on four parameters. And in fact, it's possible to say that to write down the Griffith's period domain in terms of four parameters. But your moduli of varieties is a one dimension. So what turns out that this, I write here, tau 1, tau 3 are functions in tau 0. Which I will say later. What they are. Okay. So the point is that. Now the point is that it is possible to take inverse of this PM locally. I infinity, let's say. I infinity will correspond to this maximal unipotent monodromy of the family of Calabi-Yau varieties, and it is possible to write down this inverse and to calculate it. The same history in the case of elliptic curve case, you get let's say Eisenstein series E2, E4, E6. They generate the class of full modular forms for SL2Z. And as I said, in this picture, you get E2E also, which has its functional equation has some anomaly. And in this picture, you get also E2. But since I don't have time, I will say what kind of functions you take here. And I will write what the tau 1 and tau 2 and tau 3 are. Okay. And maybe if I name this one T. Before I writing, I have to say that I have to, when I have a moduli here, I have to choose, let's say, algebraic coordinates for this T. And maybe this. So in fact, again, I don't write in this proposition for, maybe just some observation, that T, just as a coarse moduli, just points, its point-wise is isomorphic to this T in C7, such that at T4, T0, 5 minus T5 is not 0. So here, this T is just a vector in dimension 7. So it is possible to really to show that it is affine part of C7 and with this condition. Okay, so if I just choose these coordinates in my in this T, so this means that if I compose this one with this one beta, and let the t minus 1, then I get some new functions. Let's so what we obtain, let's say what I do in fact, it is alpha composed with beta, and then I write it tm minus, but this is really a local inverse around as I said in one of these degeneration points, but at the end this turns out to be a function from H to this C7 to, let's say, this T that I have. So in particular, what I have, let's see, I call this one T. Let's say T check. Then I have this T check tau 0, T check T1, T2, T6. And in the case of classical modular forms or modular form extended with E2, which is called quasi modular forms, as I said, you get Eisenstein series and you can prove there is a functional equation. But in this case, what we get certain functions, I will write the functional equation with respect to the monodromic group. So modular forms, when we start the course of modular forms, we start with the functional equation. So what kind of functional equation we get? Again, the point is that I will not write action of gamma on this space because I have not defined the whole piece of this space. But still, I will use the notation from modular form theory. I will write it in this way. Corresponding to, let's say, T, action of T, we'll have this functional equation, Ti check tau 0 equals Ti check tau 0 plus 1. In fact, this will imply not Ti, that's Ti. The coordinate I equal to 0, 1, 2, 6. So in particular, you will have a Q expansion, and it is possible to write down the Q expansion. And if you want to see the explicit form of this Q expansion, it is in my last article. Maybe I just write, for example, this T0. One example that I have, right? So this will result in Q expansion. Let's say Q equals to E 2 pi of 0 of pi. And as I said, you can, if you want to see the, let's say, the coefficient, the result of the calculation, for example, you can see it in the article. I do not have time to project them here. But maybe I just write some among coefficients. For example, this. Tau 0. I mean, effectively, you can calculate. And in fact, this kind of calculations comes, as I said, from this mathematical physics, and for the first time done by Candelas and his co-authors. Okay, but if you are you want to claim that these are a kind of modular forms, then you may say, okay, what are the functional equations? And just recently I started to calculate a functional equation. Maybe I will have just time to explain the functional equation. So the functional equation with respect to T is just this one, but the other one is non-trivial. Let me read. To S, I didn't write with the action because I have not defined the domain such that I define the action, but it is still possible to say that with respect to S there is some functional equation going on. And for all these TIs, the functional equation is calculated. Maybe just I explain the T0 one. So this is for all others you can see in it in my homepage. Maybe I explain this one. T0, tau 0. Zero. Again, check. If I don't write check, just forget the coordinate T0 and just remember that I'm using that term as an analytic function. So the functional equation, again, they appeal this other function. Okay, now I have to write really what is tau 1, tau 3, tau 2 that I was using. Maybe the other functional equations are complicated. Again, they are not published, but as I said, I have written the slides of this talk and I will put in my handout if you want just to see how they look like. You can see there. Then I will explain this one. So you see that you have some functions that really, in order to define the functional equation, you will use another transcendent function. I'm going to write down what is this transcendental function. So what is tau 2? In the calculation of tau 2, I have used again is calculations, a calculation of the monodromy used by Noriko. And in fact, there will have 200 zeta of 3. If I don't write, I don't make a mistake. 2pi. 3 minus 5, 6, 10, 0, 5, 2, minus 10, 0. Another transcendent function that I have to write, but in a case, minus 2h. H is constructed by virtual number of rational curves in a generic kinetic calculated in physics. 2pi 3 infinity n equal to 1 d divide n n d d 3. I hope that I am not making any mistake. 2pi tau 0 n. And here we have N3. And this, the only thing, the unknown things here is our ND. And maybe I write just some ND. D, let's say, D 1, 2, 3, 4. There are a sequence of numbers which have not appeared in this conference. But let's say 2, 8, 7, 5, 6, 0, 9, 6, 0, 9, 2, 5, 0. So in the literature of mirror symmetry, first of all, they were calculated by Candela de la Osa. In the frame of mirror symmetry, they are called, let's say, instanton numbers, BPS states, what the name existed, virtual number of rational curves on a generic kinetic, because up to degree 9, they count really such curves. And at the end, we need really these numbers in order to introduce the functional equation of our function. So there is no, let's say, like in the case of Ziegle modular form, the classical modular form, there is no purely, there is no functional equation just using the variables of domains. You have to use. And this is the first, peculiarity of this new function. Okay, I have 15 minutes, no? Okay, so, maybe. As I said, there are a huge amount of computations done. And I don't want to, I don't know, they are mainly done by computer. And something also that I have to say in this case, for let's say classical automorphic functions, individual function satisfies the functional equation. But these functional equations, they are mixed. So they have 7 functions. Okay, this one is, you just use this T0. But the other ones, they are mixed, mixed functional equation. So there is each TI does not satisfy a functional equation with just appearance of TI. It uses other TJs also. And okay, maybe something that I have to tell also. And this kind of functions corresponds to the I can say that they are the generalization of not modular forms, but quasi-modular forms. And what are essentially quasi-modular forms? If you have your algebra modular forms, and you say that, okay, I want some algebra such that it is closed on the derivation, you are naturally landed in the algebra of quasi-modular forms. And the picture that I said, in fact, it gives this geometric interpretation of a quasi-modular form. And in this picture, really, it's not possible to distinguish between what is modular and what is quasi-modular. In the case of, elliptic curve case, you have, let's say, affine variety that this one is going to be 3-dimension. 2-dimension corresponds to Eisenstein set E4, E6, and 1-dimension corresponds to E2. And in this case, you have 7 variables, and such a distinction is not possible. Yeah. And the basic idea comes from this fact that in the case of elliptic curve case, if you want to translate the modularity in the geometric context, there appears algebraic group of dimension 3, of dimension 2. There is one copy of C star, one copy of additive group of complex number. So functional equation with respect to C star corresponds to classical modularity, and with respect to the additive group C, you have this quasi-modularity. But in this case, you have an algebraic group of dimension 6. There is a 2 copy of C star and 4 copies of additive group C there. So in any case, if you want to take one of these C star groups and say that the modularity with respect to this one, then you just neglect the other C-star copy. So, okay, maybe some other things that I have to say before finishing that using this geometric picture, really I don't calculate this first discount functional equation. These T zeros satisfy the differential equation, which corresponds to the Ramanujan differential equation for E2, E4, E6 that I didn't write. And in fact, what first I calculate is the corresponding Ramanujan differential equation for this T0 till T6. And this differential equation, in fact, calculates all this Q expansion in a unique way. So you can skip, for example, this functional equation. By the way, at the end, if you are interested in functional equation of your function, then you can calculate them quickly.